on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Sometimes I just want to praise you. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just want to thank you without asking you for anything. Sometimes I lift my hands to you. Sometimes all I do is cry. Everything that I have, I owe to you. And Calvary is the reason why.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Yes, Calvary is the reason why. That's the reason we're on this broadcast each Sunday morning telling you, yes, there is something truly that you can believe in. That something is truly Jesus Christ. He's there in the good times. He's there in the bad times. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you all the way even unto the very end. Isn't it sweet to have him in your heart, your life, and to know that he's always there? You can cast your cares upon him because he truly cares for you. Well, let's do this song for you right here. And this one said, Someone to Care.
And your friends seem few. There is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside. There is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, someone to share all your trouble like no other can do. You come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. Here is shine, and he cares for you. When the disappointments come and you feel so blue, there'll be someone to care for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone who'll be a friend to you. Down from the sky. and He cares for you. When you need a friend until the end, there'll be someone who'll be a friend to you.
Yes, sir. Jesus said, I'll be your friend. I'll be closer than a brother. And we're so glad that we'd have friends like that. Friends like you, friends who have stood with us down through the years in our ministry. They've paid and prayed, and the ministry has been a great success. Well, Martha's in the hospital, and I'm doing the broadcast right now, getting ready to go back over to the hospital. You pray for her. Our anniversary was the 8th of March, and that was the day that she went in the hospital, but we're praying that she will get out and do much better, but you got to continue to pray. We're going through battles now that we never dreamed that we'd go face the battles and the situations that we're in. But we never know what is on tomorrow, and tomorrow will take care of itself. So with your prayers and your support, we'll continue the radio ministry here on the radio broadcast. If you'd like to drop a card to Martha, you can do that, wishing her well. The hospital, I don't know how long she'll be in there, but we'll be keeping you updated on that. And I'm doing the broadcast here on a Friday morning and gotten to get back to the hospital. But you pray for us. I'll not be in the churches this weekend. I'm going to get Randy to take the churches this weekend for me. And then I'll be leaving that charge in July, and I'll be looking for a church. So some of you people out there wanting an old pastor and I'm about to call myself a good pastor. Well, I try to be a good pastor, but I try to do what God tells me to do. But I will be leaving my charge this coming July, or maybe sooner than that. But we've got a lot on our plate right now. We got Martha sick, and I'm not getting any younger. We've got a lot going for us. So as long as you stay in there with me and help me, support me, we'll keep the radio ministry going. Well, let's go right back now and listen to this song here. I'm going to hit the button here and see what I got in the box. And anyhow, let's give this and listen to it. When I'm lying.
I got up late one morning, had to run to catch my bus. My, how my legs did hurt from all that running, and how I did sit there and complain. But then I looked up, and from my seat I saw a young girl coming down the aisle. She was walking on one leg in a walker, and as she passed by, she gave me one of the biggest smiles. And I thought, I have two good legs, and the world is mine. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. Later, as I was walking down the street, I saw a small boy with eyes of blue. As he stood and watched, he seemed he didn't know what to do. And I said, why don't you join the others, son? He looked straight ahead, spoke not a word. And then I seen that he could not hear. And I said, oh God, I have two good ears and the world is mine. Please forgive me when I whine. On down the street, I stopped to buy some sweets. And the lad that sold them to me had such charm. I just had to talk with him for a while. It would not hurt if I was late, so I just sat and chatted for a while. And as I left, he said to me, thank you, sir. You've been so kind. It's nice to talk to folks like you, for you see I'm blind. I said, Lord, I have two good eyes, and the world is mine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine.
Well, we've all got a bad whining problem, haven't we? We sometimes complain, but we're doing good anyhow. I mean, regardless of the situation, we're still doing good. If God be for me, who can be against me? But it doesn't mean we won't have our bad times. We'll have our good times, bad times. I talk to people every day, and people write to me and call me on the phone, and they're having terrible times. But don't think that you're out of sight, out of mind. We're always praying for you, and I know that you're praying for us. So Martha is in 218 at the Summers County Hospital. If you'd like to send her a card, or if she gets out next week, then we'll get the card. And I know that she'll appreciate that. She appreciates everything you do. Martha has been a great companion of mine. She's been a great worker in the church, but she's had to back off lately. So you continue to pray for her, and we'll be praying for you. But anyhow, we're going to do this one more song for you, and then I'm going to bring you today's message. Oh, what a lovely name.
There's a name above all others, wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. It's the lovely name of Jesus, evermore the same. What a lovely name. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the brightest star. Sweeter than the song they sing in the world proclaim. What a lovely name. Here returning cloud of glory, saints of every race shall behold his face. With him enter heaven's city, ever to proclaim. What a lovely name.
Ask you a question today. Will one person make a great difference? Well, let's go to Romans, the first chapter, and verse 16 and verse 17, and find out what the Bible has to say about that. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And he felt an urge by God to separate himself from the Roman church. And he separated himself from the church, and he was doing penance, going up the stairs and having to do penance. And all of a sudden, God spoke to his heart and said, Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. I have a prayer here that was penned by John Reinhorn IV. And this prayer said, God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I cannot, and the wisdom to know the difference. Two great words are stated in this prayer, wisdom and difference. I've always said it. I thank God that God gave me the gift of wisdom. You see, we all know right from wrong. Well, that's God's gift of wisdom. We could have been like cattle out on a hillside grazing from the green grass. But no, God breathed into our nostrils and made us a living soul. I've always said it, that He put the DNA of God within us. Every man and every woman that's ever born of a woman has the DNA of God. I'm not saying that they'll go to heaven, because there comes a time when we've got to realize right from wrong. And when we realize right from wrong and we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. We become justified in the sight of God. We are made just as though we had never sinned before. Hey, I know that a lot of people, I spoke to a lot of young people out in revivals, and the expectations of a Christian is very high today. I was in one revival one time, and it grieved my spirit, because they got up, these young people, like popcorn, and they began to tell how they had backslid on God. And the things they told were very simple things. And to me, they were very simple, but to them, they were a great thing. And the devil made them to think that they had committed an impardonable sin. But my friend, we've all fallen. We've all failed and come short to the glory of God. We are made just through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. The just shall live by faith. You go to Hebrews and you will find the great exodus of great men who went through trials and tribulations and was sawn asunder, thrown into the fire and burned and fed to the lions, while the Apostle Paul, who was a great persecutor, but he was the one that wrote this. He said, "For I am now not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ." He had the wisdom and to make a difference. And it takes wisdom to make a difference. You see, trying to change things that are beyond our control. We're people of change, but we don't like change. We try to change our churches. We change the time. We're changing the time this weekend. And the time changes, and people's mind changes, and everything changes, and we can't get used to the change. And people, they don't think a Christian ought to change. But behold, the Bible said all things become brand new. The greatest thing that you and I face is when we come face to face with our own limitations. And sometimes the devil said, "Well, now, you can't do that." That's the only real thing that he can say, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. And today, our limitations and our resources, and we have great limitations. We are limited. It's like a marriage. He said, "You're bond to this marriage. These two shall become one." It's a great covenant that we make. God brings us together in covenant relationship. He makes us father and son and daughters and sons of God. And it hath not yet appeared what we shall be, but we shall be like Him, because we all shall be changed from this frail person that we are. The church has been entrusted with the most powerful thing the world has ever seen or ever heard, and that is, many gospels today are being preached. The gospel of religion. The gospel of religion said, "Well, just turn over a new leaf." Hey, every January, you'll hear preachers talking about that, and people talking about turning over a new leaf. Well, that's just religion. And we can all have religion. You just because you shake a cow's tail out in the pasture, that doesn't make you a farmer. And we all have, we do have problems in our life. But we don't turn over a new leaf, my friend. We repent of that sin. The sin that we know about and the sin that we've committed, we can find safety and shelter in the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the bleed up blood of Jesus Christ. And then there's the gospel of materialism. Materialism says what you are is determined by what you have. And you know, a lot of us, we've been well taken care of. Financially, we have nice homes, nice automobiles, we have money in the bank, and we have a nice income coming in. And my friend, our life does not consist of the things that we possess, but our life should consist of God. Our life should be full of God. Liberalism, who you are, is determining by what you have. Hey, that's liberalism. That's a gospel that's been preached today. People say there is no hell. There is a hell. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And liberalism that says we are all right. God will take care of us in heaven if there is a heaven. Hey, my friend, there is a better place to go. He said in John 14, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hey, the gospel of society that says life is short. Do what you want to do. Hey, that's not a gospel. That's a trick the devil has placed before us. The devil wanted to destroy us. And they sat down and talked it over. And said, well, we just simply will deceive them. Tell them, well, the devil's not real. He won't do that to you. But my friend, the Bible said, our sins have separated us from God. Is that, are you centering your life around God and His holiness and His truth? He said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The power that makes a difference. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. We have power and source of power in the blood of Jesus Christ. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. What can take away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. If we are to see revival in our world today, we're going to have to realize our source and our responsibility. We have source of the gospel. I'm preaching the gospel to you today. We have many sources of the gospel. But if we're going to see revival, we're going to have to start using our sources and take responsibility. A lot of people don't want to take responsibility. They just want to float through life. And then when life is over, then what? Then what? We've got to face the grime reaper. So let today, what is your life? It's like a vapor. It appears for a little while and then it's gone. For the just shall live by faith.
There's a great celebration that is being planned today. And there's a feeling of excitement in the air. And the final preparations are all now underway. And the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of
reach like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand. And the singing of the ransomed choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day
about you, my friend. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ, the personal Savior? What a day that will be. There will be a day, unless we commit our sins to God and ask His forgiveness, my friend, that's going to be a terrible day. And it's surely to come. He said that one day He'll split the eastern sky. He will come back again, and we will be judged according to the deeds done in His body. I'm going to pray for the sick. I'm going to pray for the shut-in. I'm going to pray for you, my sinner friend. I'm going to pray for you, my backslidden friend. And I want you to pray for me. Father, I bring my unseat onus to you. I don't know who is there listening. Maybe there's a wayfaring man or a woman who has come to the end of the road. They don't know which way to turn. Then may they turn to you before it's everlasting too late. May they confess their sin, because you said if they would confess it, you were faithful and just to forgive them of their sin and cleanse them from all unrighteousness. And Lord, we believe you. We trust you. And Lord, without you, we'll be of most men miserable. But with you, all things are possible to them that will believe. Neighbor, you can believe that today.
That would grow to be thorns that would make His Son bleed. Then He made it green steel, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with
Well, it has been good to be with you today. I see I'm running out of time. Don't forget to pray for Martha. If you'd like to send her a card, send it to the Hinton Hospital at 218, room 218. If she gets out of the hospital, it'll come to our home here in Halbert. She definitely needs your prayer. I need your prayers. I need your financial support if we're going to continue this radio ministry. You pray for us. We've come to the crossroads of our life, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. Because if God be for me, who can this world can be against me? So we need your prayers. We need your financial support to continue this radio ministry. Like I've said, we will continue as long as the people continue with us. But when they stop, then we've got to stop. So we're praying that we can continue right on until God says that's enough. So you continue to pray for us. We'll be praying for you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Oh, still He grew the tree that He knew would be used to make the old rugged floor. Nothing took His life with love.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts,
HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.